Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The U.S. Justice Department is suing Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. It's involved with an investigation into civil rights disputes, but this lawsuit is because Sheriff Joe Arpaio, according to the Justice Department, has refused to turn over records to help their investigation. They say his office acted in an unprecedented way by refusing to hand over the documents that were requested, and that they're looking into his tough-on-crime traffic sweeps that violate the civil rights of Latinos who are pulled over, and whether or not he mistreated prisoners in his custody. For more details, we have Mark Lacey with us. He's the Phoenix Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Mark, we have a lot of comments coming from Joe Arpaio saying that this lawsuit is a ruse and that he's simply being targeted unfairly by the Justice Department. Is this a serious, not only this lawsuit into his handing over documents, but is this whole thing a very serious investigation?
It's a very serious investigation. It's been going on for well over a year, nearly 2 years, and the Justice Department is trying to decide whether the Sheriff's Department and the sheriff violated Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and basically what that says is it forbids discrimination related to any program that receives federal funds. And so what could happen if this is not resolved is federal funding to the Sheriff's Department in Phoenix could be pulled, is in jeopardy. That's a long way away, and few people think it will get there, but this is a serious matter, no doubt about it.
You have wrote in your article that Sheriff Arpaio has been tweeting. I was especially interested in a tweet that he wrote in which he said that the legislators in Arizona have to choose where they stand. He says the elected officials of Arizona have to decide where they stand with the president or with the people of Arizona. How are the elected officials and the people of Arizona responding to this?
Well, first of all, this sheriff, Joe Arpaio, is extremely popular. He gets reelected. People in Arizona, many people in Arizona, think and appreciate his get tough way of dealing with immigration and just law enforcement in general. He's very divisive here, and there are protests outside the jail, and a lot of people think he's gone way too far. But he has significant support here. And this, his argument about you're either with me or with Barack Obama is the same argument that many other politicians are making concerning the Justice Department's lawsuit concerning illegal immigration and Arizona's immigration law. There's really a sense that the federal government is against Arizona and that you have to either pick Arizona or the United States of America, and it's one or the other. And the U.S. government, more specifically, you have to choose one or the other.
Well, it's the first time that in 30 years the federal government has had to sue to compel a law enforcement agency to cooperate with an investigation over Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. They are trying to get documents from Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County. He's refused to do so far. We'll see how it turns out. Mark Lacey is the Phoenix Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Mark.